Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Ross,
the San Francisco 49ers are now 6-3 despite a plethora of injuries. Who's going to quarterback against the Rams on Sunday, do you believe?
That's a good question. I'm going to say Mac Jones. I think coaches are very, very hesitant to mess with what's working. And I think Mac Jones played pretty well again against the Giants. And, you know, this becomes one of those situations where Purdy's probably healthy enough to play, but he's also not 100%. So Mac Jones playing well enables the Niners to get Purdy as healthy as they possibly can. So I don't know. I mean, like, I guess it's a good problem to have if Mac Jones keeps playing well, but, you know, it could be one of those situations where Mac Jones kind of plays until he has a stinker, until he doesn't have a good game. Then they put Purdy in. I don't know what they're going to do. I just know coaches are very hesitant to mess with a good thing or mess with winning. Now, you could argue that they just lost a couple weeks ago to the Texans and didn't look good. So I'm sure you can make the argument either way.
Yeah. Ross, we're watching the trade deadline and the wire to see what's going on and if John or Kyle are going to make a move. If that were up to you and you're 6-3 with what they've had to overcome, what area of your football team would you try to enhance, and do you expect anything from the Niners with what's already happened?
Well, I think they absolutely should be looking at it, especially with all the injuries that they've had and – the fact that they are very much in the mix. The interesting thing is, you know, there are some people that think the two best teams in the NFC right now are in the NFC West, but it's the Seahawks and the Rams. And so, you know, you wonder if that gives the Niners any pause or hesitation, or if it makes them more aggressive. You know, I think part of it probably depends on how they feel about some of their recent edge rusher additions, but now Mykal Williams goes on. It's like every time they add somebody, they lose somebody else. So I would think that they are very much in the mix to still get one more guy on the defensive line and trying to figure out, you know, how that all sorts out with some of the guys that are names are still out there.
Yeah, Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What do you make of Christian McCaffrey? Played four games last year, then was hurt, And right now he's on a pace for 430 touches. They're using him out of the backfield more to catch, but he's in the top 10 in receiving and in rushing. Is this something that's just, I was going to ask you if it's sustainable, but I guess I'm going to ask you, do you just continue this pattern until you can't continue this pattern?
It would be hard for me to have more respect for a player than I do for Christian McCaffrey. I mean, absolute warrior, carrying a heavy, heavy load every week. And you know what I love about him? He wants it. He wants, the bigger the workload, the better. He wants to show everybody he can carry the whole thing. Now, I think the Niners need to be a little bit careful there, given the history and, you know, just given the high volume that he's gotten. But with these other guys being banged up this year, this is kind of what they've needed to sustain offense. I mean, make no bones about it. Their offense goes through Christian, and it should. And it's kind of like the old school, you know, every down back or factor back, I think Merrill Hodge used to call it. I think it's incredible. It's a testament to his work ethic, his desire, his attitude. And at this point, you know, the interesting thing is they do have other guys they could use. You know, like I appreciate what Christian's doing, but when you see Brian Robinson do what he's doing, or we know they still have Garendo there, I'm a little bit surprised that they don't give Christian a little bit more of a breather. Or maybe even throw him out to receiver a little more often than they do, you know, and not have him take the same volume of carries. He's so important in the passing game that if you want to give some more of the early down carries or whatever to Garendo or Brian Robinson, I think that would be healthy. Just, it's almost like a changeup, right? It's like different pitchers. You know, they all have their own style. Garendo's like a fastball. You know, Brian Robinson, I don't know what you want to call him, high and tight, you know, but they all have their own style. And I think that it would be helpful to the Niners offense if they gave those guys a couple carries sometime. I know Robinson, I mean, he looked good running over that dude for the Giants. Yeah, that's, man, for sure.
Hey, Ross, I wanted to ask you this because you played the game. Stoney and I haven't. And I've been shocked a few times this season. And one of the weeks was the Thursday night game in L.A., the Mac Jones, they get 17 points in the first half and three field goals and one in overtime to win the game, Ross. So the Rams are in a good place. And Stani, I've told him, if this Niner team somehow gets to the playoff, Ross, that to me is the Super Bowl with the injuries. Neither here nor there. But what are the Rams thinking about after losing that game and basically giving it away that Thursday night? Matt Stafford looking at what's left of this defense. Talk to me about the Ram and the player mentality. Are they even remembering Thursday night, the Rams, that is? And what do you expect from this Niner defense and Ram offense trying to extract revenge?
Oh, they're remembering it, and they're not happy about it. I can assure you, they thought they were the better team. They thought they blew that game. In fact, the two losses for the Rams, you know, they don't let these field goals get blocked or extra point in that case. They win both those games. You know, I think the Rams think they're as good as anybody. And you know what? They might be right. You know what I'm mad about right now, Guru?
I let
the Rams fool me. Remember during training camp when Matthew Stafford did nothing? And there were reports that he's got a herniated disc in his back and he gets the epidural. I have a betting podcast, which is really popular, the Even Money Betting Podcast.
I tune in.
I'm on there telling everybody, take the under on Stafford passing yards. I've had a herniated disc. I've had the epidural. Man, I'd be surprised if he even makes it through the whole season. Probably misses a couple games. This guy is having the best year of his career at age 37 with a herniated disc in his back. How is that even possible?
Man.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Quinnen Williams just got traded to the Cowboys. It looks like for a second and a first. Difference maker there? Is that the trade of the trading deadline so far as you're concerned?
The biggest one is the Sauce Gardner trade.
Yeah.
Because the Colts are a top five team, and to get Sauce Gardner, give up two first round picks, that's the most notable trade by far. This trade absolutely makes no sense whatsoever for the Cowboys. I mean, Guru's wearing that lame sweatshirt, which is the one value of me going on video with you guys. Guru's got his Cowboys sweatshirt on. I don't know if you lost a bet to wear that today after what happened last night. And then now the Cowboys at 3-5-1, they're going to give up a first-round pick and more for Quinn and Williams. Hey, Jerry, you had arguably the best defensive player in the world on your team, and you gave him up. What would their record be right now if they had Micah Parsons?
Nah, man.
I guarantee it'd be better than 3-5-1. Now you're going to give up a first-round pick and more for Quinn and Williams? I mean,
but Ross, you got some team control, and you got to try to right a wrong. No, I hear you. I am shocked, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess right what wrong? I mean, I would not
the
have
Micah,
done it
the Micah wrong. Like, that was stupid.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're still not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I got to look and see how long Quinn and Williams is under contract.
Yeah.
Because we got to see just how long, you know, he's even going to be there. But he's not nearly the player that Micah Parsons is in terms of impacting the game. I think it's bad.
All right. Let me run this by you. And I ran it by Steiny. I don't want to make this about Mac and Brock, but right now it's Mac's show. I was high when he was coming out of college. Ross, I don't know if you gave up on him, but is it too soon to say under Kyle Shanahan, he might be laying the foundation of what Baker Mayfield did, what Sam Darnold did, and kind of resurrected their career? And I'll throw Geno Smith before the Raiders in there. Is it too soon to go there?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I think that's a distinct possibility. Mm. I think Mac Jones could potentially go somewhere else and be a starter. I don't know if to the level of Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold, but it does feel like San Francisco and to a lesser extent, you know, Minnesota, or maybe you could argue Baker Mayfield with his time with the Rams. These Shanahan McVay tree coaches, they're like quarterback rehab.
Man.
I want to go to one of these teams. You go to one of those teams, you kind of rehab stuff, and then you end up coming out on the other side playing better. I mean, let's put it this way. Someone is going to probably bring Mac Jones in this offseason, at least to compete to be the starter.
Well, the 49ers do have him under contract next year too, Ross, so they got to figure that out.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way they want it. Mm. Maybe he'll get traded in the next hour and 15 minutes to somebody that needs a quarterback. It'll be real easy to start Purdy in the next game.
Well, I think the way Kyle Shanahan's got to look at it now with his Purdy turf toe is they may need two quarterbacks this year. You know what I mean? So
that's there's nothing to do. It probably is the way he looks at it, and they can trade Mac this offseason.
Yeah, Ross Tucker joining us.
Very smart time to a two-year deal. Very smart.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Let me ask you a little bit about George Kittle. And the 49ers running game, since he's come back, has been much better. But for a Houston game where they just never got the ball in that game. How much difference does a tight end make to a running game or the 49ers running game?
A lot. And it's on multiple layers. Number one, you know, especially a receiving tight end as good as he is, that becomes another weapon that you have to be very concerned about with play action pass. But Kittle gets after it. You know, that's one of my big takeaways from this season, one of which has been, if you're not running some version of like a quarterback sneak push play, you're at a schematic disadvantage. But if you don't have tight ends that can block, it makes a huge difference. I've seen that in Philly. They've gone with the six offensive linemen now at times because their tight ends were having trouble, in particular Calcaterra blocking. For the Niners, you get Kittle in there, and if he's able to handle an edge guy at the point of attack, that is so valuable. It basically creates another double team inside with the offensive tackle.
Ross, let me ask you this. Again, I'm picking your brain because you played, and Stoudy kind of brought this up, and I hate to be a one-trick pony, but it's a big deal right now in the Bay Area with the Niners and Mac Jones. As a player, is there a juncture if Brock is out 2 to 3 more weeks, and let's say the Niners go 2-1 or, Lord, 3-0, to where it's too late in the season to bring the guy back and kind of just let Mac ride it out?
I know it's a fair question. I don't think so. I don't think that that's the case. I don't think they would do that. You know, there's too much money involved with Purdy. I also do think Purdy, his legs are a decent amount better than Mac Jones's legs, and that's a factor. Plus, who knows if Mac Jones will even stay healthy? You know, he's been getting banged up. Obviously, that Thursday nighter you referenced, you know, he looked like he was in so much pain during that game. So, that's why you don't make any proclamations. You take it one week at a time because this could be the week. Hopefully it's not, but where Mac Jones gets hurt. And then Purdy comes in to save the day.
Yeah, what do you think about Sunday, Rams versus 49ers? Who you like?
I like the Rams. Now, it's interesting because on Tuesdays is when I record that Even Money betting podcast.
Yeah.
I took the Niners getting the 3.5 points. The Niners are home favorites getting 3.5 points, which really tells you that, you know, the people that set these lines think that the Rams are like 5.5 points more or better than the Rams. I think it's a field goal game either way. Feels like that's always the case with McVay against Shanahan. Feels like on some level for a while there, maybe not recently, but Kyle had McVay's number. So if I can get 3 in the hook,
wow,
I'm taking the Niners. But if it was straight up, if I had to pick it straight up, I would lean to the Rams.
Okay. Hey, Ross, this is hashtag random. That's what I do. Forget the sweatshirt, but as a football fan, I mean what I'm about to ask, and I want your honest opinion. I've seen the tush push not be called for a false start more than once, not just the Eagles, other teams. And, Ross, I feel like it's on life support. Your thoughts? Like, this could be the last season.
It's done after this year.
It's done after this year.
It's definitely done after this year. What's so funny to me about that, though, Guru, they're going to get rid of it because they're going to say it's too hard to officiate and blah, 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 which will be nonsense. The funny part about it to me, right, is the whole tough to officiate. How does that change at all if they just run regular quarterback sneak? How does the push thing has nothing to do with the guard false starting. They're just going to run regular quarterback sneak without the guy pushing, and it's not going to be any quote-unquote easier to officiate. So that will be the garbage that you and people like you, Guru, will sell us this offseason. That's absolute nonsense.
That is too good.
Hey, Ross, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. And you know, have a good rest of the week.
And quarterback rehab, right. I'm stealing from you. That was a bar, my friend. Yeah, that was great.
See you guys.
Yeah. All right, that was Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.